Save for Sidious, no sentient being in close to 5,000 years had set foot in the shrine. The room's excavation and restoration had been carried out by machines under the supervision of 114D. Even Vader was unaware of the shrine's existence, but it was here that they would one day work together, the way Sidious and Plagueis had, to coax from the dark side its final secrets. In the intervening years, he had actually come to appreciate Plagueis for the planner and prophet he had been. Such perilous machinations required two Sith, one to serve as bait for the dark side, the other to be the vessel. Success would grant them the power to harness the full powers of the dark side and allow them to rule for 10,000 years. Sidious found himself unable to return to his meditations. Stretching out with his feelings, he endeavored to assess the mood aboard the Carrion Spike. Vader had made clear his thoughts about the mission, but Sidious had learned from Vizier Amida that Tarkin, too, was displeased with the assignment. During the Clone Wars, Sidious had made every attempt to promote a rapport between Skywalker and Tarkin, but the relationship had never prospered to his satisfaction. Then came that business with Skywalker's Togruta apprentice, Ahsoka Tano, which, while it had provoked further disaffection in Skywalker, had also created a rift between him and Tarkin that perhaps had yet to mend. Yes, they had partnered since the end of the war, but to Sidious's own annoyance, absent a true appreciation for each other's talents. Well, if they were going to continue to serve him, Sidious thought, it was long past time that they found a way to work out their differences. The fact that Sidious held Tarkin in such approbation made the matter all the more wearisome. They had met several years after Sidious, still an apprentice of Darth Plagueis at the time, had been appointed Naboo's representative to the Republic Senate. Despite the fact that Naboo and Iriadu were very different Outer Rim worlds, Sidious had recognized Tarkin, some 20 years his junior, as a fellow colonial, and more, a human who had the potential to become a powerful ally, not only with regard to Sidious's political ambitions, but also in helping to implement his true agenda of destroying the Jedi Order. Toward that end, Sidious had brought Tarkin into the fold early on, even facilitating a meeting between Tarkin and many influential Coruscanti, if only to solicit their opinions of Iriadu's local hero. The more Sidious investigated Tarkin's past, his unusual upbringing and exotic rites of passage, the more he grew to feel that Tarkin's thinking about the Republic and about leadership itself was in keeping with his own, and Tarkin hadn't disappointed him. When Sidious had asked for help in weakening Supreme Chancellor Valorum so that Sidious himself could win election to the position, Tarkin had stonewalled Valorum's attempts to investigate the disastrous events of an Iriadu trade summit, thereby helping to foment and hasten the Naboo crisis. Tarkin had remained loyal during the Clone Wars as well, enlisting in the military on the side of the Republic, despite repeated entreaties by Count Dooku, which Sidious had arranged as a test of Tarkin's dedication. Sidious assumed that Tarkin had puzzled out that Vader had once been Anakin Skywalker, under whom Tarkin had served during the war. Tarkin may also have determined that Vader was a Sith. If so, it followed that he accepted that Sidious was Vader's dark side master. But Tarkin's intuitions were important only in the sense that he never revealed them and never allowed them to interfere with his own ambitions. For his own sake, as much as Tarkin's, Sidious had been careful to keep those ambitions in check. He understood that Tarkin was frustrated with his current position as sector governor and base commander, but overseeing construction of the mobile battle station was too grand an undertaking for any one person, even one of Tarkin's caliber. As powerful as the battle station might become, its real purpose was to serve as a tangible symbol and constant reminder of the power of the dark side, and to free Sidious from having to portray that part. Darth Plagueis had once remarked that the Force can strike back. The death of a star didn't necessarily curtail its light, and indeed Sidious could see evidence of that sometimes even in Vader. The barest flicker of persistent light. Attacks like the one directed against Tarkin's moon base and discoveries like the one on Mercana were distractions to his ultimate goal of making certain that the Force could not strike back, and that whatever faint light of hope remained could be snuffed out for good.